broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good morning and welcome back to Peters Township's AHN Arena and the WPIL Wrestling Team Tournament. In conjunction with the NFHS Network and Flow Wrestling, the WJPA Sports Network brings you the WPIL AA third place match featuring number 3 McGuffey and number 4 Quaker Valley. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg with Dacia Skolnekovic directing here at Peters Township, Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Our coverage of the WPIL AA Team Tournament is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. By Lone Pine Country Club, a great championship golf course, and so much more. Call 724-222-4700 for membership details. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Also by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. In the semifinals, Burrell, a 55-13 winner over Quaker Valley. Derry beat McGuffey 46-21. All four AA teams already clinched PIAA team tournament spots by reaching the WPIL Final Four. That action begins on Tuesday at sites across the state. We'll take a look at where District 7 teams will head in just a few minutes and a quick look at the upcoming AAA semifinal schedule when we continue here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.
College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
A new era is underway at Lone Pine Country Club. Lone Pine is under new ownership, and there's never been a better time to join. With fresh updates, enhanced amenities, and a great championship golf course, Lone Pine Country Club offers a newly improved dining experience and renovated banquet spaces, perfect for your next event. Choose from a variety of membership options. Join Lone Pine Country Club this year. For details, call 724-222-4700 or email info@lonepinecc.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. Coming up shortly, the Burrell Bucks to take on the Derry Trojans in the championship match. The winner of that will host on Tuesday and will await the District 6 runner-up, WPIL fourth place finisher winner. Those two will wrestle at the WPIL champions and then go on to wrestle the WPIL champion. The Derry Burrell loser will travel to District 5 to take on the D5 champion. In our match, McGuffey and Quaker Valley, the winner of this upcoming bout will travel to District 6. They'll take on the District 10 runner-up, and that winner then will take on the District 6 champion. And the WPIL fourth place finisher, as we mentioned, will travel to the WPIL champion site to wrestle against the District 6 runner-up, and then that winner will take on the WPIL champion. 3A semifinals due to get started here at Peters Township at 1:30. Number 1, Connellsville. Number 5, Norwin. in one match, and number two, Franklin Regional, and number three, Thomas Jefferson. We'll have both Thomas Jefferson matches for you on WJPA Sports Network as well. Take a look at how these two teams got here when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
The Guffey Highlanders started the year with seven straight wins, then lost to Norwin, split with Waynesburg and Corey, went to the Virginia Duels and finished ninth, the ninth place bout victory, first of five straight wins that culminated in the victory against Laurel in the quarters, but then lost to Derry 46-21. Quaker Valley 4-1 start to the year, fifth place finish at Chartiers Houston, 13th place at the Panther Classic at Mount Aloysius. Quaker Valley, a runner-up in the MAC tournament, 7th place finish at Burgettstown, and a 9th place finish at the Allegheny County Championships. Quaker Valley had won four in a row, including first and quarterfinal victories in the team tournament before losing to Burrell 55-13. Austin Heinel's Quakers are 12-5 now on the year. McGuffey's under Jared Roberts at 15-5 on the season. This match and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and Flow Wrestling. Our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the WPIL, NFHS Network, Flow Wrestling, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. We are going to start at 139 pounds in this McGuffey-Quaker Valley matchup. These two teams met a year ago at Quaker Valley in the WPIL quarterfinals. That was that Wednesday night. McGuffey beat Freedom. Quaker Valley beat Hopewell, both comfortably, and then they met in the WPIL quarterfinals with a spot in the Final Four on the line. Quaker Valley prevailing 39-23 on the way to a third-place finish a year ago. Now Quaker Valley, the returning third-place finisher, will need to win here in this bout to repeat as a third-place finisher. Won the championship a couple of years back. Of course, Burrell Bucks, one athletic team in Western Pennsylvania that understands the phrase, the standard is the standard. Burrell maintains the standard, unlike that other team that likes to use that line, and we're not sure what the standard is anymore. So we are, again, at going to start at 139 pounds. Just need to check Matt officials for us. Heath Graff and Andy Wright will be handling things in this dual meet. They worked the Burrell and Quaker Valley match earlier. McGuffey and Quaker Valley to start at 139 pounds. McGuffey has Lucas Barr plus two guys that weighed in at 133 available to bump up. It's great to have you along here on the WJPA Sports Network. And wrestlers checking in at the table. Quaker Valley also has three wrestlers available. Sipes from 133, plus Bednarski and Dana available to bump up. And it will be Matthew Dana and Lucas Barr as we get set to get underway. Matthew Dana ranked number 3 in the Post-Gazette rankings. And we are underway. 13 matches to decide who gets to avoid going to the WPIL champion and having to win twice on Tuesday night. Good shot by Dana to get in on a leg against Barr, but Barr sprawling back and reaching across the back to try to get to an ankle. Dana keeping his ankles really out of reach of Barr. Dana trying to improve that. Came quickly on his knees, and Barr sprawling back and now trying to get to a crossface inside single. We're going to get a stalemate called by Andy Wright. Dana a little shaken up, getting up, coming from the far side. Comes back into the middle, ready to go. Matthew Dana, a junior. Lucas Barr, a junior for the two schools. Trib and Post-Gazette rankings have each of them in the 3 and 4 spots. McGuffey 3, Quaker Valley 4. Second period scoreless when we get that started when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
This is Micah. He tweaked his shoulder. So did Max. And Miles did too. And while they could all use some quality PT, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to make a comeback. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized rehab plan to protect Miles' backswing and Max's throwing arm and Micah's serve. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
Lucas Barr starts the second period on the bottom position. One-on-one on the left side by Dana on top. Stand-up attempt by Barr. Dana wraps around the waist and can't hang on, and Barr gets the match's first point with an escape 40 seconds in. Barr with a great shot. Picks up both legs. Dana goes to a funk grab at the leg but doesn't get it. Lucas Barr with the takedown. And Barr up 4-0 here early in the second. A good quick shot by Barr. Two teams in our dual meet to get to go to Altoona next Friday evening are going to have to win twice on Tuesday. Where they have to do that, yet to be determined. Barr unable to keep Dana underneath, and Dana takes the reversal. 30 seconds remaining. Second period, 4-2 lead for McGuffey's Lucas Barr. Dana around the chest, trying to come up over spiral ride here. Barr on one knee and flopped over to that left hip for a moment. Got that knee back under him, trying to reach back. And that spiral ride by Dana won't let him come all the way through. Just seconds remaining in their second period. 4-2 lead for Barr after two. Third period on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Dana chooses bottom to start the third period. Got to his feet once and then taken back down. Now he's up on his feet and hands. That's a George Lammy TP move. Barr able to get him back down. Barr not doing a whole lot on top besides just trying to find a way to take Dana back into the mat. Now hooks a leg and flattens Dana back out. 40 seconds gone in this third period. Lucas Barta McGuffey with a 4-2 lead. Those two find their way to the boundary. Clock down to 1:12. The entire Burrell community sounds like they're in attendance today. As always, got a great thing happening in their wrestling room, and the standard just keeps on a rolling. Dana works to his feet, and Barr had had enough of that trying to return him, so gives up the escape. A minute to go in the third. Lucas Barr with a 4-3 lead. Dana shoots for a leg. Barr trying to flatten him to his side, trying to grab that left knee underneath the body of Dana, but couldn't finish that off. Dana in a little better position there because of that. But Barr trying to run while hooking the chin and going to get a quick stalemate from Andy Wright. Not going to allow clock just to tick down from there. Dana takes a nice shot into a single Barr, trying to fight that off. And again, he gets Dana broken flat. Dana still with the hands locked around the leg, but Barr just sprawling back. 25 seconds to go in the bout. 4-3 lead for Lucas Barr. Dana trying to work his way back up, and Dana and Barr flattens him out one more time. Barr now cranking around the wrist, trying to use that leverage, posting up outside the right knee and trying to turn Dana over that. Now Barr with an underhook. Less than 10 seconds remaining. Holds the far ankle, underhook with the one side. Barr with a great look at the clock. Oh, and he shoved him out of bounds. The buzzer is going to sound and going to go final. Lucas Barr, a 4-3 win. McGuffey, 3. Quaker Valley, nothing. We go to 145 on the WJPA Sports Network, and we come right back.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Tommy Minnick for Quaker Valley. Victor Bonas for McGuffey. Underway at 145 pounds. And I think we did something in the first match that we shouldn't have. Bonas trying to work two arms in the head, and he able to package Minnick and turn him to his shoulders. Going to wrestle 1 minute first period. We wrestled 2 minutes in that the first bout. Bonas trying to sit out with this headlock. He has both arms and the head and shoves the shoulder down. A fall for Victor Bonas in 36 seconds. McGuffey 9, Quaker Valley nothing. We go to 152 on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
McGuffey up 9-0 as we go to 160 pounds. Garrett Newman for the Highlanders, Jack Diemert for Quaker Valley. Regular decision and a pin for McGuffey to get things started. Scramble out of bounds. Bonus with their rather Newman with a late shot, but didn't get all the way in and ran out of wrestling room. Couple of head taps by Diemert, number 5 ranked wrestler, and now he pokes Newman in the face. Garrett Newman on the watch list. 28-10 coming in. Diemert 29-9 on the season. Long shot by Diemert. Newman just sprawls back out of the way there. Jack Diemert a senior. Garrett Newman a junior for the Highlanders. And we run out of time in the first period. Scoreless after one. Again, 1 minute first period, at least in the last couple. And consolation is really what this bout is, a consolation bout. So 1 minute first periods. Scoreless after one. Newman starts the second period on the bottom, tried to stand and went back to the mat, hit a roll, didn't get all the way through. Deemer keeps him under wraps. Deemer has Newman broken flat, trying to work up underneath the chest on maybe a two-on-one. Goes to a half on the right side now, 30 seconds in. Nine nothing McGuffey on the team board. Newman sits and turns, switch and re-switch, and we are going to get an escape for Garrett Newman. Combination just ran out of room, but gets the 1 point escape. 1:15 to go, second period here at 152 pounds, bout number three. Triple-A action here at Peters Township coming up later. Nice shot by Deemer. Switch attempt by Newman, but he got his right leg caught on the outside, and the grab of the ankle by Deemer going to turn that into a takedown and a 3-1 lead. 50 seconds to go, second period. Short ball on the left side by Deemer. Deemer also has Newman's right leg pinned up against the hip. Andy Wright, and just as he goes to look at that, Newman able to kick it free. Hips immobilized by Deemer, stalling on Newman. Well, hips are absolutely immobilized. Deemer has his leg up underneath the hips and now going to hook a leg and try to go to a Nelson. 3-1 lead for Jack Deemer as we come to the end of the second period, third period on WJPA when we come right back.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road, but if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Blood stoppage at the end of the third period. And everybody ready to go. Back into action now. And Jack Deemer with a 3-1 lead will choose bottom position for the third. Switch and turn back in now by Deemer. Very quickly out for an escape to go up 4-1. Deemer a couple of times. Heel of the hand to the forehead of Garrett Newman. In my soapbox. One day the NFHS will outlaw that. Smacks to the head. Newman with a shot but didn't get in cleanly. Deemer back up free. Now the two are tying up. Ankle pick attempt by Newman, but he abandoned that effort, and a front tie-up work by Deemer. And he got Newman down to his knees. Newman tried to dump out of that, and Deemer spinning to his left and gets the takedown to go up 7-1. And Deemer has been tough when riding. Newman trying to stay out of this one-on-one and a half. Deemer goes to a spiral. Newman sits back into him. Then taken back over onto his belly. Beamer outside hook on the left leg. Trying to work up over the top. And then Diemer going to let that leg go. And he's going to shove Newman away. Take a wild shot at the edge of the mat. Not sure the purpose of that. Gave up the one. And just if he just backs up, can let the clock keep running. But indeed, they both end up out of bounds. 7-2 now. 5-point lead. As we've talked with the new scoring rules, 5-point lead ain't what it used to be. Takedown's worth three, and you can get a couple of points quickly. Newman, knowing he needs to do something, trying to get there. He's in on the leg, but ankle and heel pulled underneath the body by Diemert. And so just 13 seconds remaining. We're going to go back to the middle for a fresh start. 7-2 lead for Diemert. And Diemert pressing the action. Newman drops to a leg. Diemert just trying to overpower him, and he goes right to a cradle. Newman still hanging onto a leg, but the match is going to come to an end. Diemert was trying to get enough to get to a major decision, but it's going to end a 7-2 Diemert victory. Quaker Valley on the board. It's McGuffey 9, Quaker Valley 3. We go to 160 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network.
A new era is underway at Lone Pine Country Club. Lone Pine is under new ownership, and there's never been a better time to join. With fresh updates, enhanced amenities, and a great championship golf course, Lone Pine Country Club offers a newly improved dining experience and renovated banquet spaces, perfect for your next event. Choose from a variety of membership options. Join Lone Pine Country Club this year. For details, call 724-222-4700 or email info@lonepinecc.com.
Austin Heinel came to the scorer's table and wanted to chat with Andy Wright, thinking that Diemert had control with that cradle, but Newman never lost the leg, and so therefore no takedown was awarded. Had the takedown been awarded, that would have gone to a major decision, but that doesn't happen. Gage Clayton comes out at 160 pounds for the Highlanders. Trey Dunlap for Quaker Valley. Dunlap on the watch list at 20-13 on the year. Clayton trying to break almost a bear hug attempt there by Dunlap, and able to do that. Front tie up work by Clayton now just goes to an underhook, and each has that same situation. Underhook with the right hand, and the arm grabbed at that point at the elbow by his opponent. Final seconds of our first period winding down. Clayton almost caught Dunlap on his hip, but could not get to control, scoreless after one. Here at 160 pounds, bout number four. McGuffey leading 9-3 at the moment. Choice for Dunlap, and he will take bottom position to go to the second. Quaker Valley coming into today at 8 wrestlers with 15 or more wins, and 5 of them ranked. McGuffey had 9 with 15 or more, and 4 of them in the Post-Gazette rankings. Clayton draped around a leg, and he's able to drive into the back of that left thigh enough to force Dunlap to turn over and go back down to his knees. Still scoreless, 30 seconds into the second period. And again, in this third-place matchup, we are wrestling one-minute first periods. That is after the 139-pound bout, which I'm almost positive we wrestled a full 2 minutes. Clayton hooking on that leg and going to get a reversal. That leg slid in by Dunlap. Boy, Clayton had that move worked against him, because when he lost hold around with his arms, and the fact that he was stepped over the leg, that enabled Dunlap to grab around the head and the arm, work a side-by-side headlock, and get the reversal and the first points. But now here comes Clayton, and he turns Dunlap under, and the right shoulder blade just barely off the mat. You got a great look at it there, those of you watching on NFHS and Flow. And now Clayton unable to keep Dunlap there. Still pulling on the far arm, and now trying to package up front. Dunlap up to his knees. Clayton just getting really aggressive with this after tying the match. with that reversal and near falls coming, and now Dunlap in big trouble. Clayton packages him up and gets the fall. 2:43 the time of the fall for Gage Clayton. McGuffey 15, Quaker Valley 3. We go to 172 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
McGuffey's Reed Teagarden will get his first opportunity to wrestle this afternoon. Was awarded a forfeit. Had to be a bit of a helpless feeling in the Highlanders' 46-21 loss to Derry. While he got 16 points, no opportunity to take the mat. Marcus Ritchie at the 172 for Quaker Valley. Ritchie ranked third in the Post-Gazette rankings at 172. Reed Teagarden on the watch list. Teagarden trying to package Ritchie up. Just missed the half. Nelson, Teagarden going to get the takedown, trying to get the Ritchie all the way over, and now he's just going to have to slide back into position to ride for a moment. 40 seconds in, the takedown for Reed Teagarden. He'll ride that 3-0 lead into the second period. Following the match, we'll name our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And certainly Gage Clayton stuck his name in that conversation. If the Highlanders go on to win, we'll have to talk about the Clayton front package after giving up a reversal to get control and get the fall. Now caution for a false start underneath on Ritchie to begin the second period after choosing bottom position. Ritchie back into a switch and just reverses Teagarden. That's just way too easy. 7 seconds into this second period, and now Teagarden gets to his feet. Ritchie going to cut him free for the escape to give half of that reversal back. 4-2 lead for Reed Teagarden. Wrestling early second period here at 172 pounds. Bout number 5. McGuffey has won 3 of the first 4. And the winner will travel to District 6 on Tuesday to wrestle the District 10 runner-up. The loser will travel to the WPIL Champions Gym to take on the District 6 runner-up. Ritchie in on a leg. Teagarden trying to set up a roll, and Ritchie grabs the other leg. Teagarden's shoulders are exposed, and when he lost the hold, the takedown has been awarded. And the position ends potentially dangerous on the knee. So we have the takedown for Ritchie. We're going to get back swipes, 2 of them. And then we're going to get a locked hands penalty, 1 point awarded to Teagarden. And now once again, the Quaker Valley coaches want to ask, this is a pinning situation, but I think we're going to lose the penalty point, be my guess, as that gets wiped out. Once the takedown was awarded and a back count was going on, you can lock your hands there. But referee Andy Wright, Heath Graff, who was the assistant, it was Graff who indicated the locked hands. The Quaker Valley coaches, the near fall situation happened. Actually, the shoulders were exposed before the takedown was awarded. So as soon as the takedown is awarded, then you go to the swipe, and I think we're going to wipe out the penalty. And I would agree with that. Just thinking back through the way the match went, it was 3-0 Teagarden. Quick reversal for Ritchie early in the period. Then an escape for Teagarden. I've got a takedown and 2 near falls, and then no penalty point, and that's exactly where we're going to be. It's going to be 7-4. Ritchie with the lead. And now Jared Roberts getting the explanation from Heath Graff. And I think this is the exact right situation for what happened there. Because, again, Teagarden's shoulders were exposed in trying to fight off the takedown. And so as soon as he failed in that effort and the takedown was awarded, the locked hands are legal then because the shoulders are exposed. And the back count started right away. Teagarden got to his feet, taken back to the mat. Now he's going to dump Richie underneath and get a reversal. 7-6, Richie leads. Down to 25 seconds to go in this second period. Plenty of action here in the middle stanza. Advantage in this period to Richie, who started on the bottom, made that pay off in a 7-point period. Trying to Teagarden hanging onto a leg, and Richie going to get a late escape here. Boy, big point late in the period. And then make it. And now we have a caution for stalling to Richie. I've got 8-6 on the board, and the caution for stalling is Richie's shoelace untied. Teagarden chooses bottom to go to the third. We'll keep it here while... this is just something you used to see all the time and you never see anymore, and that is loose shoelaces. Richie going to get that squared away, but it cost him a caution. Teagarden within two, 8-6. Tilt attempt by Richie. Teagarden on the bottom, but Richie trying to just tilt him up far enough to get an exposure here. Teagarden trying to keep the leg from getting slid into a lace, and Richie goes across the body looking for a cradle. Teagarden spread out a little bit. It's his hands free, but doesn't have full use of his right leg to this point. 30 seconds gone in the third. 8-6 lead for Marcus Richie of Quaker Valley. He's trying to pull Teagarden back onto himself and power Nelson back in. So far, nothing further developing. Half Nelson is in by Richie, but he's going to sit there and ride a little bit. Now Teagarden gets back to his knees, trying to kick his leg free, but so far has not been able to do that. And that's because Richie has it figure forward. And that around a leg is a legal position. Teagarden trailing by two, cannot get anything going on the bottom because he can't do anything with his right leg. Richie breaks him flat one more time. Boy, just really impressed with Marcus Richie's ability to keep that right leg into that figure four, and nothing Teagarden can do. Stalling call now on Richie. And it's the second stalling call on a McGuffey wrestler who really, in my opinion, was being immobilized by a leg ride, but call stands nonetheless. 15 seconds to go, and these two wrestlers have not moved completely out of the center circle this entire period, and Marcus Richie, with that figure four on the right leg, is going to ride this out and win 8-6, pulling Quaker Valley to within 15-6. McGuffey up by 9. We go to 189 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Going to go to 189 pounds, bout number six. Again, 1 minute first period. Aaron Supler for McGuffey. And it'll be Tyler Kennard for Quaker Valley. Supler, McGuffey Jr., Kennard, just a freshman, and Supler, quickly at both ankles and gets a takedown to take a 2-0 or 3-0 lead. See, that scoring stuff still tripping me up every once in a while. Supler dumps Kennard back into the mat. Flat, had to have Nelson. Not quickly enough to it. He's back to the one-on-one. 25 seconds to go in the first. McGuffey in front 15-6, 3-2. And the difference really is the fact that McGuffey has 2 pins in the 3 wins, so 6 bonus points total. 2-on-1, and Supler and Kennard roll out of bounds. 6 seconds remaining in the first. Bad news for Aaron Supler. This gives Kennard a fresh, clean start. Here with just 6 seconds remaining in this first period. Highlanders, a couple of bouts today, have given up late bout points. Not so this time. Supler with an arm around the waist, going to ride it out. 3-0, Supler leading Kennard after 1 second period on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Start of the second period, Kennard chooses bottom, takes about 20 seconds, but works his way free for an escape. Only takedown of the match belongs to McGuffey's Aaron Supler. He leads 3-1 at the moment. Wrestling neutral over near the far edge of the blue CCNS mat. Supler took a shot, didn't get there, abandoned that, took another shot, got the legs around the hands around the thigh, but couldn't finish that off. His takedown was a low shot at the 2 ankles. Now a step-in attempt by Kennard, and he and Supler end up out of bounds. A little scramble there by Supler to avoid giving up the takedown. Kennard comes in on bottom position, thought he was in still being controlled. Just forgot where he was. Now back into action a minute ago, second period. 3-1 lead for McGuffey's Aaron Supler. Kennard took a shot. Supler sprawls back, now works a quarter Nelson, and he's just going to spin around behind, get control, and keep that Nelson in and try to turn Kennard over. Boy, takedown has not been awarded, and now it has. Supler up 6-1. He's going to sit out with a headlock. And gets the fall, picks up Kennard's head, gets the fall. 2:26, the time of the fall for Aaron Supler. McGuffey, 21, Quaker Valley, 6. We go to 215 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Damian Pavarnik for McGuffey. Brennan Breisinger presents for Quaker Valley, 215 pounds. This is bout number 7. Takes us past the halfway point. Breisinger around the side and has a hold of a leg, but can't get his head up out of this. Locking in deep on this Pavarnik, just holding on there. Pavarnik's left leg in a brace, and he's shaken up, and he will let go of the head. And Pavarnik a couple of times looked like he was not 100%. Breisinger kept after it, and eventually Pavarnik let go of the head, which was stopping Breisinger from getting a takedown. And injury time running. The takedown awarded to Breisinger. Now this sport in no way is for the faint of heart. Better have a lot of intestinal fortitude, a pain threshold of a shark, coach used to say was necessary. And right at the moment, Damian Pavarnik, about halfway through his 90 seconds of injury time. trying to decide if he's going to be able to go on that left leg. Says he's okay and going to give it a go. Looks like 34 seconds to go in our 1 minute first. Pivarnik having trouble getting into his down position. And we get the restart there, and boy, Breisinger goes right after that leg. Drove weight into that left hip and then picks on the ankle, is going to shelf that left leg. And now working, trying to pick up both, and almost the old wheelbarrow race from the family reunions, as I'm sure many of you remember. So again, Breisinger picks that leg up. Pivarnik has nowhere to go. Final seconds of the first period disappear. 3-0 Breisinger after 1 second period on the WJPA Sports Network. When we come right back.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Brennan Breisinger chooses bottom to start the second period. He leads 3-0. Good job so far by Damian Pivarnik, but Breisinger gets to his feet, takes a shot at that left leg, and situation where Pivarnik nearly indefensible on that left side, and Breisinger got the takedown. Going to give Pivarnik an escape, and goes right after that leg again. Pivarnik saying he can go, and so Breisinger sensing an opportunity, an area to work, and is going to get right after it, gets another takedown. Now 10-1 lead with 50 seconds to go in the second. Half Nelson, Pivarnik goes to his back. Breisinger trying to get it all. The right shoulder just barely up off the mat. The fall comes. 2:20 will be the stoppage of the clock. Fall for Brennan Breisinger. It's McGuffey 21, Quaker Valley 12. We go to 2:85 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Junior Mason Hewitt for McGuffey. Senior Sebastian Juarez Safran for Quaker Valley. And we are underway. Team score 21-12. McGuffey leading Quaker Valley. Juarez Safran picks up around the chest and he takes Hewitt to the mat, to his back. Hewitt trying to rotate the hips and get off of his back. The full count, or the near fall, has run to the full count. But Juarez Safran not satisfied there, just trying to still pull on the right arm of Hewitt. Hewitt gets that arm free, and the near fall is awarded. 7-0 lead for Sebastian Juarez Safran. Seconds remaining in the first. Power Nelson by Safran. Hewitt trying to keep from going over. Juarez Safran just trying to will it over. That's not going to happen. End of one, 7-0. Quaker Valley's 285-pounder with that takedown and 4-point near fall. And now he'll choose bottom to start the second period, leading 7-0. McGuffey won the first two. We've been checkerboarded ever since, back and forth. One win, back and forth, all the way through the last five bouts. Quaker Valley looking to win two in a row for the first time in the dual meet. stand up by Juarez Safran, free for an escape. He's up 8-0. The major decision lead at the moment, and that first period takedown with the ease. Now Juarez Safran driving into Hewitt, trying to plant the feet there and shove back a little bit. Sweep kick by Juarez Safran, gets right back into that bear hug, gets behind Hewitt now. Hewitt trying to pull the hands apart, and the two tumble out of bounds. No takedown. Juarez Safran had great opportunity there. First bear hug and then around behind with hands locked around the body, but he could not pick Hewitt up and take him down. WPIL third place goes to the winner. Both teams already have qualified for the PIAA team tournament. That will not be the case in the 3A third place match. Only the winner will advance to the state team tournament. We'll talk about that this afternoon. We will have both Thomas Jefferson matches in the final four for you on WJPA. Of course, NFHS and Flow Wrestling will have the action covered for you as well. Headlock attempt, Juarez Safran gets the takedown, Hewitt to his back and pinned. Clock stops at the, we're going to call this one at 35. 2:25, the time of the fall for Sebastian Juarez Safran. McGuffey 21, Quaker Valley 18, as we go to the lightweights here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road, but if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
McGuffey's Blake Jamison is awarded a forfeit at 107 pounds. Quaker Valley does not have a 107 wrestler. McGuffey 27, Quaker Valley 18, with four bouts to go. We go to 114 pounds now. Bruce Anderchak for Quaker Valley. Anderchak, number one ranked 114-pounder. Taking on Clayton Ely on the Post-Gazette watch list. Takedown for Anderchak. Ankle pick. Anderchak trying to throw a boot in on the right side. He dumps Ely back into the mat. Scoring system has not updated the awarded the takedown as of yet. Those of you watching on Flow and NFHS, now we get the points up here as the first period winds down. Bruce Anderchak with a 3-0 lead at the end of one. Choice for the second belongs to Anderchak, and he's going to take bottom position. Nine-point McGuffey lead with four bouts to go. Still 24 team points up for grabs here heading down the stretch. We started at 139 pounds. We'll finish at 133. That's where we started this morning in the semifinals, was at 133. AAA action due to start at 1:30. Those teams should be weighing in here in about 15 minutes or so. Stand up by Anderchak here in this second period. He leads 3-0. Only points a takedown about 20 seconds in by Anderchak. Anderchak 37-2 coming into today. Ely at 28-9. McGuffey with five wins, Quaker Valley with four. The Highlanders, though, have four 6-point wins, a forfeit and three falls, plus a regular decision. Quaker Valley, two regular decisions and two second period pins. Of course, that second period qualifier rolls off. I'm old enough to remember when a first period pin was worth more than a second period pin. Back in the day, you used to get 6 for a first period pin and 5 for pins in the second or third periods. That has long gone by the wayside, but again, I'm old, so I lived through that. Anderchak and Ely come back to the middle. Ely has been tough on top and able to ride so far here in this second period, but still trailing 3-0. Anderchak got to his feet. Ely takes him back into the mat. Knees back up under Anderchak. Ely with a tight waist, had a leg hooked as well on the left side. But not able to really get into any kind of scoring situation here. Ely trying to keep Anderchak under wraps through the end of the period. If so, it'll be a minor victory there for Clayton Ely. 3-0 end of two, third period. When we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
A new era is underway at Lone Pine Country Club. Lone Pine is under new ownership, and there's never been a better time to join. With fresh updates, enhanced amenities, and a great championship golf course, Lone Pine Country Club offers a newly improved dining experience and renovated banquet spaces, perfect for your next event. Choose from a variety of membership options. Join Lone Pine Country Club this year. For details, call 724-222-4700 or email info@lonepinecc.com.
Clayton Ely chooses neutral position to begin the third period. Bruce Anderchak called for a false start. Ely gets a shot in the leg, but Anderchak locks through the crotch, and referee Heath Graff calls a stalemate. 20 seconds into the third, Anderchak of Quaker Valley, the only points 18 seconds in, got a takedown in that first. Anderchak with a nice shot, but Ely fights off of that. And as the two started to separate, Anderchak with a follow shot, but doesn't get in. And now Anderchak grabs a leg, works between. Ely's draped across the back, hanging onto an ankle. Situation here, Ely can't cross his legs because it would be a head scissors. And a stalemate called by Heath Graff. Neither was going to advance. Burrell leading Derry 19-11, wrestling at 285 pounds. So they have 7 bouts in the books. 19-11, the Burrell Bucks. The measuring stick of AA wrestling in the WPIL for years. 50 seconds remaining in our bout. 114-pound matchup here in the third place bout. Bruce Anderchak, still with the only points, a takedown in the first period, leading 3-0. Ely trying to work head, get toward the right knee of Anderchak, but can't do that. Anderchak hanging on to the right elbow of Ely, and another stalemate. These two just tied up time and time again, third stalemate of this period. Anderchak with a shot right at the whistle. And again, a follow shot gets in on the leg. Here we go again. Anderchak between the legs, pulling on the left knee. Ely across the hips, but now lost the hold of the ankle. Grabs the other ankle now and pulls that underneath the body. But Ely got a score, and he's not been able to do that. Anderchak with a 6-0 lead, or 3-0 lead, and going to ride right there. And that's going to be the final. Anderchak 3, Ely nothing. Quaker Valley pulls to within 6. It's McGuffey 27, Quaker Valley 21. 3 bouts to go. We got a 121. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Damian McClay checks in for Quaker Valley. Tucker Main for McGuffey, and Main quickly to a takedown just 5 seconds in. Main looks like he wants to cut McClay loose, but does not. May have thought he gave up the escape, but did not. Now forearm work by Main. Now a little more deliberate, Main gives the escape. Single head inside, dumps McClay to the mat. Second takedown of the period for Tucker Main. And he's up now 6-1. Cross face, trying to take the head to the right knee. Just 15 seconds remaining. Enough time to get back swipes at least. Maybe more than that. Didn't get either so far. As McClay goes back over to his belly. Cradle roll, two swipes. Going to get two near fall points right at the buzzer. Tucker Main up 8-1 after 1 second period when we come right back.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Choice for second, McClay chooses neutral, and now quickly, 8 seconds in, gives up his third takedown. It's 11-1 in favor of McGuffey's Tucker Main. McGuffey leads by six with this bout and two more to go. Highlanders have never trailed, won three of the first four matches to lead 15-3, and we've been back and forth ever since. Quaker Valley has won three of the last four, so each team has gone on a 3-1 stretch. But McGuffey with more bonus points. Speaking of bonus points, cradle in by Main again. McClay goes to his back, able to kick out of the cradle. Four back points to make it 15-1. One more score by Main before McClay scores, and this bout's going to end in a tech fall. McClay trying to get out front to face. He'll get the escape with 51 seconds remaining, and now a takedown for Main will end the bout unless he puts McClay right to his back. Dump him, pull the forearm, and he does turn McClay over. Trying to work up around the head, packaging up both arms. McClay rotates the hips, trying to get off his back. The takedown, it will end the bout in a tech fall if Main doesn't get it all. Tucker Main going to lose that hold with 20 seconds to go. 4:20, the time of the technical fall, the four-point near fall, takes us out to 18-2, and McGuffey adds 5 to the lead. McGuffey 32, Quaker Valley 21. We go to 127 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I want to go back away, correct the final score. Tucker Main's final was 22-2. The 18 was the takedown. Near falls didn't go on the board. Annie McGuffey win the rest of the way, and the Highlanders win the dual meet and take third. Takedown for Lane Ely as Ian Parnell all jammed up. The leg folded up near his shoulder, and the fall comes in 28 seconds. Lane Ely clinches the dual meet. McGuffey 38, Quaker Valley 21. We go to 133 when we come right back.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Final bout of the dual meet, Emmett Wolf to take on Harper Sipes. And Emmett Wolf, early stoppage, just 6 seconds in, and they're going to check on his right eye. I don't know if he has contacts or something there. And they're just going to stop it right there. Yeah, just call it an equipment stoppage. I don't believe they charged a timeout. Back into action. Message board here at Peters Township says that Burrow leading Derry 25-17. That's after 1:14, so they have three bouts to go, including the one currently in action. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey now in danger of giving up a takedown. A little scramble here. He's holding on to the leg of Harper Sipes. Sipes on the watch list. Emmett Wolf ranked third at 133 pounds. 15 seconds remain in this one-minute first period, and now Wolf steps up over the body, and he exposes Sipes' shoulders. Takedown for Wolf late. And he will have the 3-0 lead after 1 second period on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Second period choice of bottom by Emmett Wolf with the 3-0 lead. Sipes set on the right side on top. Wolf tried to get enough clearance to get both feet out in front, but was unable to do that. Goes to a kind of a tumble roll and picks up a reversal to go up 5-0. Wolf is down between both legs. Got to watch the back bow here. And now folds that heel to the hip, and I think Wolf wants to cut Sipes loose and wrestle neutral. That's exactly what happens 30 seconds into the second. Wolf takes the shot, has a fireman's carry set up, rolls through that to get the takedown to go up 8-1. Takedown escape awarded just 5 seconds later. This time Sipes takes a shot. Wolf scoots through in a funk situation. Now trying to sit back on Sipes. Here we go again. A knee shoved clear up to the shoulders. And Emmett Wolf trying to get the takedown and an awkward cradle. There's the takedown. My math runs that out to 11-2. And the hands locked in the cradle. Wolf trying to plant a foot out front and shove straight back. And he pulls Sipes onto himself and then to his back and gets the fall. 2:23, the time of the pin for Emmett Wolf. And that sets the final. McGuffey 44, Quaker Valley 21. And just a note, we're going to skip over that there at the top, and we're going to get our first post-match timeout. We'll get you a recap of the duel and all of that when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFH and Flow Wrestling.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road, but if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles, and with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
A new era is underway at Lone Pine Country Club. Lone Pine is under new ownership, and there's never been a better time to join. With fresh updates, enhanced amenities, and a great championship golf course, Lone Pine Country Club offers a newly improved dining experience and renovated banquet spaces, perfect for your next event. Choose from a variety of membership options. Join Lone Pine Country Club this year. For details, call 724-222-4700 or email info@lonepinecc.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. Our WPIL third place dual meet started at 139 pounds. McGuffey's Lucas Barr edged Matthew Dana 4-3 to give the Highlanders a lead. It turns out they would never give up. McGuffey up 3-0. Victor Bonus quickly added to that with a first period pin of Tommy Minnick. 36 seconds the time of the fall. McGuffey up 9-0. Teams would trade victories over the next four bouts. Quaker Valley on the board. Jack Diemert, 7-2, win over Garrett Newman, made it 9-3. McGuffey. Gage Clayton with the reversed early in the second, got that reversal back quickly and pinned Trey Dunlap, 2:43 the time of the fall. The Highlanders, another set of bonus points, up 15-3. Tough battle at 172 pounds. Marcus Ritchie taken down in the first, but strong second period. Ritchie with 8 points in that middle period and then able to ride Reed Tate Garden the entire third to get an 8-6 win. It was McGuffey 15-6. Highlanders get more bonus points. In fact, McGuffey with bonus points in all but one of their victories here today. This time it's Aaron Supler, second period pin, 2:26 the time of the fall against Tyler Kennard. And McGuffey opened up a 21-6 lead. That would be their biggest of the day until we hit the final three-match sweep for the Highlanders. Quaker Valley winning two in a row, and both by second period pins. Brennan Breisinger eventually controlling this match with Damian Pavarnik and pinning Pavarnik at 220. And then at 285 pounds, Sebastian Juarez-Safran pinning Mason Hewitt in 2 minutes and 25 seconds. Sebastian Juarez-Safran had a takedown and a four-point near fall in the first, almost ended the bout in the first, and then quickly did so in the second, 2:25 the time. That brought Quaker Valley as close as the Quakers would get at 21-18 McGuffey. But a forfeit to McGuffey's Blake Jamison at 107, and the Highlanders would win with that, and three falls would win four of the final five matches on the afternoon. So with the forfeit at 107 to Jamison, McGuffey up 27-18. Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley with a takedown 18 seconds in his match with the Clayton Ealy proved to be the only points of the match. Anderchak rode the rest of the way. Ealy rode the entire second period, and the two wrestlers worked neutral in the third, and neither got a takedown. So the 3-0 Anderchak win brought Quaker Valley to within 27-21. Turned us to 121 pounds, six-point lead for the Highlanders. Tucker Main with a clinic. Two takedowns and a near fall in the first to lead 8-1, and then a 14-1 margin in the second to end it with a technical fall. 22-2 the score, and my chart says 4-20. And I'm not... I'm going to hold on that math, and I'll have to rethink that. 1 minute, 2 minutes. How about 220? That might be that's a little better look at that, the early and late second period. So I'll go 220 in this one on the time of the tech fall. McGuffey was up by 11. Any win the rest of the way would clinch the dual meet. And Lane Ealy said, let's get this over with. Takedown quickly and a fall in 28 seconds. Over Ian Parnell, McGuffey had a lead that could not be covered, 38-21. And then Emmett Wolf, 3-0 lead after one,
dominant in the second, and he pins Harper Sipes at 2 minutes and 23 seconds. 44-21, McGuffey with the win in the third place bout. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, in just a moment.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And it's time to recognize our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We're going to go back early, 160 pounds. Gage Clayton of McGuffey, Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley. Scoreless through the end of one. Dunlap took bottom position. And the two ended up really outside leg hooked by Clayton. And he had a hold of the left arm and around the waist. And when he lost the arm, then Dunlap reached up and he locked up around the head and Clayton's arm. And with that outside leg hook by Clayton, that set Dunlap into a side-by-side headlock position. That, by rule, is control, and the reversal to Dunlap. Not much had changed, really, other than Clayton lost the hold on the arm, and that cost him the reversal. That didn't last long. He flipped it back around, got control, put Dunlap to his back and pinned him at 2:43, the time of the fall. And Gage Clayton, for that pin that gave McGuffey a 12-point lead, is our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. A look at the bracket, a look at what's ahead for our two teams in our third place match when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
WPIL Championship, Matt, two bouts, including the one in action. Burrell leading 28-22 and up big in the bout that's going on right now. The Burrell Bucks looking to clinch the dual meet for, and that's going to decide where Quaker Valley goes. Quaker Valley, the fourth place finisher, will travel Tuesday for the preliminary round at the WPIL champion. Quaker Valley will wrestle the District 6 runner-up, and many of the districts in the state like the WPIL because the action doesn't resume until Tuesday now. It was Monday preliminaries, so many schools wrestled on Friday night to finish their district duels, but many are going to this Saturday format with multiple rounds being wrestled today. Some are starting today with quarterfinals, going to run quarters, semis, and championships. Can't tell you who the District 6 runner-up is yet, but that's who Quaker Valley will wrestle. And that match will be at Burrell, as that's now official. because Burrow has clinched the dual meet with a technical fall in the next to the last bout. So they're up 33-22 with one bout to go. So it will be Burrow hosting the District 6 runner-up and Quaker Valley on Tuesday, and that will be two rounds, that preliminary bout, Quaker Valley in, and then the winner of that will wrestle Burrell again. That is on Tuesday. For McGuffey, it's going to be a trip to the District 6 champion, and McGuffey will wrestle the District 10 runner-up, and then that winner will wrestle the District 6 champion. And now we can tell you for Derry, as the WPIL runner-up, they will travel to take on the District 5 champion. That's a single match. There are four preliminary round matches in the AA, four also in AAA, so that same kind of scenario will play out in AAA. But there are four sites that will host preliminaries and then first-round matches. Okay, first-round winners then advance to the quarterfinals. That will be wrestled on Friday at Altoona. 5 o'clock will be the AA quarterfinals. AAA will take the mats at Altoona at 7 o'clock. And then everybody comes back on Saturday with a round of consolations at 9, semifinals at 11, and then another round of consolations at 1, and then championship and third place dual meets in the state tournament at Altoona on Saturday at 3 o'clock. All right, so we can tell you that Burrow is going to win the championship. McGuffey has taken third place. Our coverage of the WPIL AA Team Wrestling Tournament Final Four has been brought to you in part by Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Lone Pine Country Club, a great championship golf course, and so much more. Call 724-222-4700 for membership details. By McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Coming up in just a little bit, the WPIL Team Tournament AAA Semifinals is number 3 Thomas Jefferson takes on number 2 Franklin Regional. Our thanks to head coaches, the WPIL Wrestling Committee, to Brian Geyer, Justin Piles, and the entire crew here at Peters Township. For our director, Dacia Skolnekovic, and our producer, Jacob Knisner, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL Wrestling Team Tournament AA third place match, your final score, McGuffey 44, Quaker Valley 21. This has been a presentation of the WJBA Sports Network on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.